AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Brittany Griner is back home in the United States, nearly 10 months after the WNBA star's detention in Russia on drug charges. Griner was seen getting off a plane that landed at Joint Base San Antonio-Lackland in Texas. The WNBA star, who also played pro basketball in Russia, was arrested at a Moscow airport in February after authorities there said she was carrying vape canisters and cannabis oil. She was released in a prisoner swap with Russia. There's another hopeful sign: inflation pressures are easing. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The government reports wholesale price increases slowed in November for a fifth straight month. On a year-over-year basis, they were up 7.4%, and on a monthly basis, the producer price index, which measures costs before they reach consumers, rose for a third straight month. Inflation remains a problem, but it's slowing from a four-decade peak over the summer. AAA says gas prices are now below their average a year ago, and supply chain snarls are easing. The producer price data can often signal where consumer prices are heading, and the government's highest profile inflation measure will come out next week. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Stocks have opened lower on Wall Street. Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema says she's leaving the Democratic Party and will be an independent. Democrats still hold a 50-49 majority in the Senate. J. Alexander Kwang, the former Minneapolis police officer who kneeled on George Floyd's back while another officer kneeled on his neck, is expected to be sentenced to 3.5 years in prison for manslaughter. A month into the nation's largest strike involving higher education, the work stoppage at University of California academic workers at 10 campuses is causing stress for many students who are facing canceled classes, no one to answer their questions, and uncertainty about how they will be graded as they wrap up the year. This is AP News. The fight to curb food waste increasingly turns to science. Scientists at Patrick Flynn's Hazel Technologies in Chicago created a sachet.
It's very small. Yeah, this one is about 250 milligrams.
It can slow the ripening of apples by inhibiting the naturally occurring hormone ethylene,
which promotes ripening and the development of sugars and all the things that we associate with it tasting good.
Food waste can be very costly. Michigan apple grower Elizabeth Pauls is looking at the bottom line.
I want that fruit to be able to come out of storage and all get to the grocery store, not half of it or three quarters of it.
A group studying food waste estimates 500,000 pounds of food could be diverted from landfills every year with high-tech packaging. Also, keeping produce from rotting means less methane, a problematic greenhouse gas that contributes to climate change, getting released into the atmosphere. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.